WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's Monday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of Raw Post Show. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTLive chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel. By clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen, you can use credit code RocketSock or Lin Zem Ward in the Fortnite item shop when you buy Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Avatar, Lady Gaga, and more, because hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer, that's Lindsay Ward.
So many crossovers, so little time. Clock's a ticking on that Fortnite stuff, so use those creator codes. But yes, we are here to talk all about Monday Night Raw and the shenanigans that ensued, because we are on the road to War Games.
War Games is upon us, but it was Monday Night Morgan, as Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez opened up Monday Night Raw. Morgan said she knew Bianca and Jay were in the building and wanted to start a fight with her. She knew they wanted to start a fight with her. Morgan said she knew Bianca and Cargill didn't come alone, but neither did she and Raquel. Out brought Nia Jax, Tiffany Stratton, and Candice LeRae. Jax told Morgan and Raquel that she doesn't like them or dislike them. She doesn't even think about them at all. And she can't stop, but she can't stop thinking about Bianca and Jade, which brought out Bianca, Jade, and Naomi. Bianca said they didn't come alone either. That brought out Io Sky, and Liv was like, that's four, we're five. No one's dumb enough to team with you guys. And said, who's brave enough to throw the first punch? Out came Rhea Ripley, wearing a face shield because of her broken orbital bone. She headbutted Liv after going, War Games, and the two teams started to battle.
You know that hurt too.
Yeah.
Plastic on skull does not feel good.
No, it probably doesn't.
I was actually really kind of surprised that it was Rhea, but I guess not really, because it's like, well, I was thinking about it. I was like, well, she might be better in time for War Games. And like we had talked about, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, she can wear the mask and she'll be okay. But they just have to get her past the point where she, because I think she had to have surgery on it.
I don't know.
I'm not sure how bad it was, but it was like, if she didn't have to have the surgery on it, then she should be good to go. But if she did, it'll be longer. So apparently, I guess she didn't have to have the surgery, which is really good. But man, still be really careful with her. They'll make sure that her face doesn't get
messed
up.
She'll be the last person in, and she'll do like the limited spots.
They'll be careful with it.
But yeah, Rhea's back. They kind of set it up on SmackDown where Bayley was talking and to Naomi, and then Bianca and Jay came in and said, we'll take care of your girls. Like, Bayley was trying to hint her way in, but Bianca and Jay kind of didn't want any part of Bayley, so it makes sense why Rhea is the one instead.
Yeah, with Liv and Raquel on there, yeah, that makes total sense.
It makes a lot of sense. I think it was probably touch and go for a bit, but here we are.
I think they had to figure out the face situation, and then it's like once they knew definitively that yes, she will be ready in time, or she'll be semi-ready in time, then yeah, let's go.
I mean, the man's Bayley was more of the troublemaker than Nia was. And I think over the last couple weeks, last few weeks, the respect has been building between Bianca and Io after their matches. So it kind of adds up there.
Yeah, when Bianca and Bayley were feuding, it was definitely, or when it was Bianca and Damage Control, it was more Bayley being the aggressor than it was Io. She was more of kind of like the minion. And now Io's more of the leader. And yeah, they're gelling. Plus, would you say no to Io Sky with how she's been lately? Just completely and totally on fire? Like, no.
And her history in War Games?
And her history in War Games. Yes. EO, please do not put yourself in a trash can again this year. Please be careful.
She's 100% putting herself in a trash can.
I mean, bless her. It's her right to do, but please be careful.
Yep. It was Rey Mysterio and Zelina Vega taking on Chad Gable and Ivy Nile. Rey and Zelina got the win. After the match, Chad was a little upset, pushed the creeds away, and then they all started shoving one another to sort of hype each other up. So I don't think there's anything wrong in American Alpha. They're just dudes being dudes and just rah-rah pushing each other.
We're going to do this the right way. We're just going to slap each other about a little bit just to motivate each other. And then we'll be good. It'll be fine.
Liv and Raquel were backstage talking when Judgment Day showed up in the clubhouse. Finn Balor said he could take the wheel for a night since she had so much going on. Balor gave Dom and Carlito pep talk about facing the War Raiders, told him, go for the neck. It might just piss them off. Balor said the great Dom will figure it out. And JD's, well, I need to talk to you. And so there's something going on there.
They're gelling less and less.
Yeah.
They're drifting apart. The end for Judgment Day is nigh.
We had a video with The Miz talking about how it's been an emotional couple of weeks and talking about everything with Uncle Howdy and how, you know, he gave the performance of a lifetime. Karen also told Miz he showed the world the truth. He said the Wyatts are wounded people who would hurt others. But they are not invincible. He's not afraid of Uncle Howdy, and said Uncle Howdy will continue to play the game that he controls.
This is fine.
Yeah. The Wyatts also had a video package later in the show, and they were talking about how the trust of an innocent is a liar's most useful tool. He tried to warn everyone, and especially the Miz, but you damned yourself. He said he's sorry for what happens next and that you will lose what matters most.
Can we just...
Le Mans saw it too.
Yeah. Okay, I was going there with that. Like, when Bo came on, I did a double take because I just saw him come on out of the corner of my eye because my TV sits sort of like adjacent to my computer, but it's to the point where I can like look over at it really easily. And so I saw him come on because I had looked away real quick, like out of the corner of my eye. And I was like, Bray? Like, and it took me a couple seconds when I looked over because I was like, is that? No, it's not. Because my brain was like, no, no, it's not Bray. It's not Bray. But yeah, I thought they were airing old footage of Bray. That's what I thought. I was like, what's going on right now? And it's like, no. Oh no, that's Bo. That's freaking Bo. Looking like, there were a ton of Deans are strong, man. I'm just going to say it right now. Like, I don't know who has those cheekbones in the family, but goddamn, those things are strong. But yeah, I thought it was Bray because he looked like him, like with the hair and everything. And then he was the voice and the way he was talking. It was like, is that Bray?
Sounded like him.
Like, I didn't know how to feel about it.
It was weird for a second. It really was.
It was like, what the fuck is going on right now? But it was a good promo. But yeah, it was like there was a double take moment there.
There was. There were two couple really good video packages on the women tonight. One for Lyra Valkyria. She talked about being drafted to Raw and how to pick herself back up. And she's coming for everybody. And then there was one with Dakota as well, talking about how there might not be a place for her anymore and maybe people don't care. And she, you know, talked about being ready. They're kind of building them up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is good because you... Go ahead. I was just going to say, it's really good because, you know, Royal Rumble is coming up and they're going to hit it really, really quickly. So you start building the women up. You start getting them ready for the Rumble. You start building in your contenders, doing all of that. And it seems like Dakota may not be coming back fully to Damage Control.
I mean, she was with them last week.
She was with them last week, but it could be that they begin to sort of like edge her out on her own a little bit and have her be more of a solo act. Like, she can still be there and back them up, but you start building her back as a single star and putting her in singles contention, especially since they have now done at least one singles title on SmackDown.
I think it's
in the women's US.
I think it's a belt that's going to flip between brands, so you kind of need to build everybody.
Yeah, so that could be a good thing for Dakota. Like, she'll probably end up in that tournament. For or however they're going to do it. I don't know how they're
going
to do it.
There's a tournament going on SmackDown. I don't think she was in it. It looked like it was all SmackDown people, but we'll see what happens. The War Raiders defeated Dom and Carlito, as everyone expected. But Finn and JD attacked the War Raiders after the match and left the War Raiders laying. Good stuff.
I mean, it's kind of 50-50, but it's not. Everybody looked good, so I can't complain about it.
They beat the two weaker members of the group at this point. And they didn't beat the champs, so the War Raiders got their win. And Finn and JD kind of made an impact, as it were. Braun Breaker, Sheamus for the Intercontinental title. Really good match. It ended in no contest when Ludwig Kaiser showed up to cause the no contest. He left both men laying.
Kaiser up to some shenanigans there.
He was, because he was kind of inspired, because he was talking with Gunther backstage before everything that all happened, and told Kaiser he doesn't speak for him. Gunther said he wants Kaiser to make a name for himself and speak for himself, and he should stand on his own from now on, which is what we saw a little bit saw there. Gunther told Kaiser to look into his eyes and ask if he sees the old ring general. He goes 100%. They bumped fists. Kaiser walked away. Gunther removed his jacket and saw Damian Priest sitting at a table, I guess doing autographs or something. He attacked mm-hmm. him from. Gunther tried to attack him from behind with a pipe, but Priest took care of him, and he left the ring general laying.
He did. And,
Damien told Adam Pearce, "I think your world champion needs some ice for that beating." Damien outsmarted Gunther. I liked it.
I like the little sit down in the chair where Damien admonished him a little bit before he got up and walked away. Like, that was a nice touch. Like, it's, well, you're not as smart as you think you are there, buddy.
No, not quite. Not quite at all. We had Jimmy and Jay and Sammy backstage with Seth Rollins trying to make the pitch for them to join the War Games team. Jay said they could just put it all aside for one night. Zane said Rollins put his side and agreed to team with Cody last year. Rollins said, "I would stand by your side with you, Sammy, you, Jay, and even you, Jimmy. But he would never stand side by side with that tyrant Roman Reigns. He said he would love to get Reed inside a steel cage and tear him apart. But the potential consequence of Reigns being in charge again isn't worth it. He said he would take out Bronson Reed later in the show so that he wouldn't make it to War Games. And then whatever happened there is all on you guys. And he wished them all the best of luck. But he is out."
Can we talk about the end of the show so we can talk about this part? Because there's something in this that needs to be addressed.
Okay, so it was Bronson. Before we get there, there was an Alpha Academy New Day exchange backstage. New Day, we're talking. Maxine was excited for New Day's anniversary coming up. Wood showed up and said they had a talk because they've been yelling at each other. Wood, so recall Karrion said New Day is dead, and they were the only people who didn't know. Kingston told him he doesn't. He needs to remember what New Day is all about. Woods took offense over it, saying he needed to remember. Otis started chiming in. Woods told him mind his own business, and Woods asked what advice Otis could give the greatest tag team of all time. And then Woods mentioned that next week it's New Day versus Alpha Academy. Kofi wasn't quite happy about that one.
Mm-mm, not at all. So the tension continues to build.
It does, but the main event of the show was Big Bronson Reed, Seth freaking Rollins. Before everything could get started, the Bloodline would show up. Sammy and the Usos came out to even up the odds, just to watch everyone's back. You had some interference, of course you did. But Bronson Reed beat Seth Rollins, and Bronson Reed and Solo Sikoa sit tall over Seth Rollins to end Monday Night Raw.
Okay, number one, the match. It was fine. It was good. It was entertaining. I personally did not do a lot for me because, as I said last week, Seth won.
Yeah.
Seth won the first time.
He won.
And there was clean. And there's nothing that they've had Bronson do in the week since then that has made me go, oh, they gotta fight again, even though it's like they're going to, because Bronson wants revenge and they've had them beat each other up, and that's fine. If y'all want to fight, y'all fight. But there's like no emotional connection because the emotion is already gone. Like the point's already been made. And so Bronson winning this, while it's fine, it's hollow. It's very much hollow because, again, Seth won the first match. It doesn't really matter. And then on top of that, like, Bronson didn't win clean. He won thanks to the help of Solo and the Bloodline. So like, it's like you can't get it done on your own. So you can't do it the first time. And then when you do manage to get it done, it's with help. So like, and this is the dude that supposedly squashed Seth Rollins like a goddamn bug and put him out for like, I don't know, however many weeks or months it was for Seth to go on vacation. Like, this, that's how this whole thing started. So like, to go from that to what we got tonight, it was kind of like, that feels kind of weak, man. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I mean, I guess like it's very difficult to buy Bronson as a monster, you know?
Well, it's not hard to buy him as a monster, but someone who's a threat to win the big match, I would say, more so the idea.
Okay, that's fair. I will give you that. But there's another side of this where it's, you can tell what they're setting up, which is potentially that Seth will end up on Roman's team. Bronson is already on the Bloodline team. And I know we don't have a ton of time for War Games, but when they have Seth say, well, I teamed with Cody last year, you know, I sucked it up and teamed with Cody last year. It's like, yeah, you did. But Roman isn't Cody. And Roman doesn't have, or Cody doesn't have the same level of history with Seth as Roman does.
Because Cody never betrayed Seth.
Cody never betrayed Seth. And Seth and Roman have had wars since the end of the Shield. And so I was telling Rock this before we were going to go on the show, that if you're really going to do this, if you're really going to have Seth and Roman team together, that it has to be a cold day in hell situation. Like, do not forget for one second that the whole reason Cody Rhodes has Roman Reigns' title is because of Seth Rollins. Because Seth freaking distracted Roman. And Roman was still pissed enough that he chose to go for Seth over retaining his title. Like, that's the whole pivotal moment in that match, is Roman had that one. He had that beat. He could have pinned Cody and won that match. And instead, he went for Seth because that wound is still very, very much open. Like, that is a blood feud. So, like, you just can't have them casually come together. This has to be a all or nothing, cold day in hell. We literally have no other choice. We have to do this moment for these two. Otherwise, it doesn't work. It's not going to work. And I wish they had a little bit more time on it. Like, yeah, I really do.
I agree. Because
I kind of wish they had been building this for a while versus we're here now. And well, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it. So unless they do something like really catastrophic where Seth and Roman have no choice, it's just kind of going to be like, yeah, I guess it's okay or it's cool. But like, it is what it is. Unless you have like Seth be like, I'm doing this for Jay. I'm not doing this for you. You can go F yourself. As far as I'm concerned.
So here's how I would do it in terms of
how
it plays out. You can have Seth agree, and I don't care how you make him agree, you have him agree. But it's a ploy for him just to get to Bronson Reed. And once he does his damage to Bronson Reed, he turns on Roman in the cage. You have Seth Rollins stab Roman in the back, walk out on everybody. And if he walks out of the cage, he costs the Bloodline, the OGs, the match.
But that turns Seth heel.
Which is what you need, because he's going to end up feuding with Punk in the new year. So you're putting him in the direction of being a heel. Seth already plays the better heel. They need heels. It's a win-win.
I don't disagree with all that.
And it goes back to, well, you should nail me with the chair at WrestleMania. I'm going to continue to cost you the title. Now I'm going to cost you the Ulafala during War Games. Makes perfect sense. That's the only way I'll be really okay with it, if he turned. Or they just have CM Punk show up next week and then say, ha ha, I'll be your fifth boy. I'll be the guy.
I mean, they could.
Put me in. He doesn't want to do it. I'll do it. I don't want that, but probably can happen.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, again, if you put Punk in, you could, like, fifth man it where he comes in last and they do the thing.
Yeah.
But that was Monday Night Raw.
It was a good show. We'll see where we go from here.
They are back live next week. Which always makes
Was this one taped?
This was, in fact, taped, yeah.
Okay.
This was taped last week. But that'll do it for the Raw Pro Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're back this week. We're doing programming, including Thursday night for The Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll have a discussion. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
For the sake of everything, we'll be back live Saturday for CB Radio at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. There will be no game night because there's an AEW pay-per-view this Saturday.
Oh, no.
Full Gear.
Oh, no. 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 No.
We live Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern for CB Radio Live. Sunday night, it's WTR Sunday, Russell Talk Radio. They're going to preview Survivor Series. We will be back next Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the Raw Post Show, followed by CB Radio Not So Live, live reviewing AEW Full Gear. So Monday, next Monday, is a long one. And as a programming note, we will be live a week from Tuesday with The Rack's Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving Spectacular previewing Survivor Series. We're back with content. Ding. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel. By clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen, you can use creator code RocketSock or
Lin's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Lady Gaga, and more, because we are
hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, L-N-S-W-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. There is a Genshin Impact update coming, so we will probably go back to streaming Genshin Impact. I'll go back to streaming in general because I've been lazy. But that is tomorrow, so tune in for that probably on Wednesday. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard, and you can follow me on TikTok, LinsWard0.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack. And right back here next Monday for the Raw Post Show and CB Radio Not So Live Live along the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.